it was kind of weird how we got to that intersection. About 1 o'clock or sometime after 1 o'clock, we had a theft in progress from a Sprint store. And one of the devices had a GPS locator on it. And the last known location of this stolen device was near the bridge at 47. So officers were in the area. They were looking, trying to find this stolen item when they came across a small pipe, and it looked very suspicious. So they backed off, they shut down the road, and called in College Station Bomb Squad just for structural reasons, because it was near a structural post. That's one of the reasons why we couldn't let anyone go over 47, or, you know, we didn't want anyone going under 47, so we shut down that whole area. The bomb squad was able to come in. They sent in their remote device to get a look at it. Then they neutralized it and were able to extract that device. And luckily, at this point, we can say that the public was not in any danger.
Any idea what the device is?
No, we don't know where it came from, exactly what it is. So at this point, we were taking it back to the police station to, you know, to further examine it.
Were you given any sort of description, or did you take a look at it to give us any sort of idea of what it looks like?
No, I did not get a chance to look at it.
And nobody has shared that information yet?
No, all I know is it was a small pipe. And so, I mean, it looks suspicious enough for us to call out the bomb squad, but, you know, luckily I was informed that the public was in no danger at all.
And the neutralization, is that the police speak for the boom?
Yes. There was a loud pop. That was from the College Station Fire or Police Department when they neutralized the device. It's not a gunshot per se, but it's a what do they call it? I can't remember what the term was that they used, but anyway, it helped break open that device.
And now traffic is moving as it should be in all directions?
Yes, it opened up just before 5 o'clock, so good timing on that.
All right. And we're looking at a window then of what, between 1:30 and 2:30, if anybody saw anybody in the area setting
the
something
had,
down? Or
no, the device that we found had nothing to do with the theft call. So we have no idea how long that item was there or where it came from. So potentially, I mean, if anyone saw anything, yes, you know, please let us know. But we don't have a time frame on when it was put there.
All right, very good. Well, we'll visit again on our weekly update tomorrow afternoon. Perhaps we'll have some additional information then.
All right, sounds good.
I appreciate the visit this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
All right, Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. Again, this taking place at Villa Maria and Highway 47, and again, causing a traffic tie-up for the better part of 2.5 hours. But again, all traffic is moving as it should in that part of West Bryan.